Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mike McDonald met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's season opener against the Texans.
Good to see everybody. Excited to get going, man. It's about time. So it's been a long time since we played for real, so excited to see the guys go out there and play. So what do you got?
So did you have to kind of go back to your roots and watch a lot of Ohio State film with C.J. Stroud?
No, I mean, obviously just watching their preseason stuff and going back to San Francisco and a couple of the other guys on staff have been some other spots that we've checked out, but, it's going to be a great challenge. It's a tough first game of the year. There's not as much information they're used to acting on, and you're trying to blend last year's stuff to this year's stuff and try to anticipate, you know, how they've attacked us before. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to hone our craft. So we're sharp on our stuff and, you know, ultimately trying to make them react to how we play. So that's the mentality.
Confidence with the corners, there's just, you have new guys coming off injury and no more, and then that's for week one, that's a tough start.
Yeah, I feel great. We got a lot of confidence in those guys. We've had a great couple of days of practice, and we'll see who's out there at certain times. I don't want to give that away quite yet, but whoever will be out there, we got a lot of confidence in them, and I think they're ready to go.
Do you think there might be a situation where you might rotate some guys early on to kind of get a feel for things?
I think you might see a little bit of a rotation. I wouldn't say for the reason of getting a feel for it, but you know, we have our reasons, you know, for who's in there and when and all that. So, we'll see who's end up in the snap counts. You know, I couldn't tell you right now. You know, I'm not keeping that from you. I just don't know that yet.
Mike, specifically, what have you seen from Ronald Darby since you arrived, and what makes him a good fit for what you want to do defensively, just in a big picture sense?
Well, he's a quick study, and he's really quick-footed. Has a great feel for what we're trying to do. He's played a lot of good football and understands the game, route concepts and splits and distributions and things like that. So, he's just been a great guy to have around. I mean, it seemed like he picked it up seamlessly just from the first day he got here. So we're excited to see what he can do.
Mike, have you noticed any major changes in Stroud just the last couple of years since you were scouting him in college?
Honestly, it's been a lot of football between the last time he was on the opposing sideline, but he looks impressive to me. Like, you know, he doesn't look like a rookie on preseason tape. I mean, he seems poised back there and comfortable, and he's always been a really accurate passer. That definitely hasn't changed. So I think the scheme and him fit well, and obviously he's a really talented guy, and he's got a pretty good command of what they're doing, it looks like. So it'll be a great challenge for us. So we're ready to go, though. Yeah, David, he's in a great spot. I mean, we've had conversations not just about the preseason, but just, you know, because, well, I'm one of his coaches, you know, as with a lot of the other guys on the roster. But the message to him is, hey, get lined up and let's roll. Throw your fastball. You know, sometimes you're going to get blocked, and like just like every other NFL player to ever step out there. But we want you to go play the way you know how to play, and go make them block you, you know. Don't give him a playoff. And I think he's responded really well. But he's in a great spot mentally. He's had a great couple of days of practice. So I'm looking to see how he plays on Sunday.
Going back to CJ, curious, when you're scheming and planning against a rookie, is it different, i.e., how much is it against tendencies that you've studied in preseason and so forth, using him as a rookie, things he hasn't seen before and so forth?
A lot of times when you're facing a quarterback that has a longer track record there, you have just a bigger database of stats of how well he's played and reacted to certain things that you can present him with, and you just don't have that with a rookie. So that's okay. It's definitely a little bit more leaning towards the scheme and the things that they present historically, you know, in that family of offense that you're thinking about defending in addition to the quarterback, rather than starting with a quarterback and then going to the scheme, if that makes sense. So at the end of the day, we got to go play our style of ball and make them try to move the ball and what we're going to give them.
Mike, I know this year's team is not last year's team, but did the struggles, especially in the secondary from early in the season 2022, inform how you went about preparing for the season in any way?
No. We had a fresh perspective coming in here with the guys that we had, and then the focus was really from day one of who we had, what we can do well with a with an idea of the vision that we're trying to build over time and see how close we can get to that. With the movement a little bit in the secondary, I think that might have changed some of the things we were trying to do, and ultimately we'll ultimately be able to get to that point. But you know, I'm just very confident where we're at right now, and the guys have done an amazing job. I mean, we're really communicating well right now. We're sharp. Got a lot of confidence in those guys back there.
Are there a lot of insights that you maybe pick up in the offseason self-study that you wouldn't get from being the kind of, you know, OCD guy, the guy that you are? In
I appreciate that. Thank you. I don't understand the question. All I heard was I'm OCD.
is there a lot to learn about, you know, how you play, how your defense plays, that you pick up over the offseason when you have that mountain of time that you maybe didn't during the week-to-week grind of it?
I think you know, we're a defense built on concepts, so you can't just throw out the final, you know, entree week one to the guys in training camp, let alone OTAs, and expect it to work. It's a building process, and you have to build a foundation and start to layer things over time. So it's just a process that takes longer than you want, but you have to be patient with it. But like I said, just having a clear picture with the end game in mind, you know, I wouldn't say it makes it easier, but it's definitely clearer on what you're trying to get to. With Damian Pierce, man, he's a great player. We say he runs angry. You know, well, first guy's going to have a hard time bringing him down, so it's going to take a group effort. So that's definitely a point of emphasis this week. But you know, we want to. It's we haven't tackled in a real game yet, especially with our ones. So that's been a message throughout the week of, hey, we want to bring our A game with a tackle and make sure we get 11 hats to the ball and taking great angles. You know, so we're not giving any loose plays. I get that feeling from the whole team.